BlogTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, another night, another edition of the show. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes on this program. Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, you take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
I tell you, Manwich, it is so exciting to... It's an exciting time for Free Talk Live, because right now we're just kind of breaking into the talk radio industry. We're kind of...
Have we broken in?
Well, we're in. I mean, we're a syndicated talk show on at least five affiliates in the nation, and we're brand new. So we're moving upwards and onwards, and it's just so encouraging to hear the response from program directors around the country every day as I call talk radio stations. There's one of them out there that's really excited about what we're doing, and he believes, as I do, that we're going to be the new thing in talk radio.
Is this self-aggrandizement?
Absolutely, because we are going to be the new thing.
I wasn't sure what
mark
that was.
My words. Mark my words here on Wednesday night. We're actually going to be number one at some point, man, which I tell you.
Number one?
Absolutely.
You know who's number one now, right?
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Right. We'll be number one in our time slot.
15 million listeners.
He's going to be a tough one to top. That's what we're going for it.
And the next closest is the Baby Jesus, Hannity, at like 8 million.
But we'd have to move time slots, I think, to actually, you know, compete with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being number one at nights, I think that's easily reachable within a couple.
I would like to beat the that fat xenophobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Savage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael Savage.
That'll be not. That won't be a problem.
The general.
That won't be a problem. Anyway, we want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind, and as I said before, we're here until the end of 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. So join us. And don't forget, you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going to start tonight with Jason.
Okay.
It is Jason Wednesdays.
Yay.
And Jason has a military recruiter story.
Really? Yep. Called my house the other day.
Of course, really? Jason's a scant 22 years old.
Is he?
I am.
Such a child. Go ahead. Tell me the story about your recruiter.
Well, apparently this guy got my information somehow from the college I'm attending. And, yes, very, very peculiar.
I think we've seen some news about how schools are supposed to open their books to the military recruiters.
Right. He knew more about me than I'd like the military to know about me.
What do you mean by that?
He just asked me questions, said, oh, you've been going to St. Pete College, or, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You live in St. Pete.
I live in St. Pete. You go to St. Pete College, this is your first year there, right? That's correct. Oh, well, the weather's out, it must be nice out there, I wish.
Where
I was
outside. Where
was
he calling from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Usually they have a local recruiter. I mean, you'd think that he would know the weather's nice. So it sounds like he was maybe calling from some central cold calling station. Like the military has a crew of cold callers sitting in an office somewhere.
Perhaps. I would think that they have some kind of large... the recruiters are based out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where their recruiting base is. That's I worked with them in advertising. And the advertising thing was in Texas.
Maybe what they do is they have a whole bunch of cold callers, basically telemarketers for the military.
Pretty much.
And maybe when they get a hot lead, that's when they pass you on to the local guys. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So he knew a lot about you.
Well, it was for the first 5 minutes or so, it was a lot of BS, a lot of chit-chat. And finally, I just say, so what's your purpose in calling me today? Because the guy was just... He wasn't getting to any sort of point.
Huh.
And I asked him the question, and...
He was trying to generate rapport.
Right.
I guess.
Right. And it wasn't working very well.
Okay.
So I asked him...
I don't think he had much of a chance of establishing rapport anyway.
Well,
honestly.
Do you feel like... Yeah. Well, he was trying. I mean, do you feel like he felt awkward at his job, or was he confident?
Oh, no. He seemed very confident. He sounded like a...
He's
very...
He's got God on his side, you know.
Oh, of course. Sounded like a very nice fellow. Except for... His being in the military and having all sorts of wacky opinions that he did.
Okay.
And
what were those wacky opinions?
We'll find out.
Yes, we will.
So 5 minutes of BS passes
five
by. And then
5 minutes of BS, and I finally tell him to get to the point, and he dances around it a little more and says, you know, we have a lot of great opportunities for young men such as yourself here in the U.S. Army. No kidding.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, okay, what could you offer me? I'm not I decided I want to talk to him for a little while, play
around. This is good, because didn't you have a similar call like this that you kind of bailed on before? I don't know if it was a military call.
About 2 months ago.
Yeah.
About 2 months ago. I just laughed into the receiver and hung up.
So
this time I felt...
And I suggested you have play with him a little bit, have a little fun.
And this time I did.
Okay,
and
good.
It was a lot of fun. And he...
So plenty of opportunity in the Army, Jason. You got lots of opportunity.
Oh, yeah. They pay for college. It'd be great. Be outside all the time.
Doesn't the Pell Grant pay for college anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the non-military grant.
I'm just
saying,
like, I can have the college paid for anyway.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Right.
Okay. So what
do I need the military for again?
So what else?
Let's see. He just tried to tell me about the great opportunities. About,
job doing... training.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Jobs in what? Shooting people?
Apparently. I said, well, I don't know. I don't really support the war, and I'm not the military type. He said, oh, are you sure? That's too bad. Well, you know, Congress did vote by this margin to send troops into Iraq. I said, oh.
As though that's going to, like, turn you around and make it so you support the war?
I said, well, that's neither here nor there. I won't support it. He said, well, you don't want to defend your country along with your... Along with everybody else? No, this isn't defending our country. If we were being attacked, then I'd be defending the country.
Well, we were attacked on September 11th.
By Iraqis?
Was that his next line?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He said, and then in one breath he said, but they're, you know, the Iraqis are very nice. I sat down and had dinner with a family. And
the ones that were left of the family.
Right. And they were very nice to me, and... There were two reporters for CNN there, and they were nice to them too. And I said,
gee.
I don't know. Well, don't you think that if we weren't over in Iraq, they would have no reason to kill us and attack us? We'd just leave them alone. We'd be fine. He said, oh, well, you know, they're a different breed over there. They attack each other. They're crazy. So he goes from saying they're such nice people and nice to be around to saying, oh, they're bloodthirsty animals.
He'll say whatever he can to get you to join the military.
Oh, this is what they say in every war, though. Somehow they dehumanize the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they tell you what animals the Japanese are. And,
right.
You know.
Exactly. I remember watching old black and white cartoons with Donald Duck fighting Hirohito.
Right.
It was... Scary stuff.
So apparently, it's not the same when we go over there and attack other people of mankind.
Yes,
like, apparently
the big pale round eyes. We're of course that, you know, we're sent from heaven.
We're not violent.
Such as we refer to it as the Mexican American War, whereas the Mexicans refer to it as the War of American Aggression.
Yeah. So then what?
Well, after I told him I was not in any way interested in joining the military. He tried to fight a few more points. I can't really recall what they were, but...
Okay, you win.
I shot them down pretty handily.
Right.
And he just hung up.
Yeah. Get back to your phone tree, dude. I mean, you got no chance with Jason. That was good, though. You should have told him to call... You should have told him to listen to Free Talk Live. You should have said, I don't need your opportunity. I'm a radio talk show host.
You know, I don't think the show is his style.
Well, you know, probably not. But nonetheless, it would have been interesting to have him... to at least plug the show.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Give him the opportunity to listen to it.
Right.
Because we should be on Armed Services Radio.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Now, were you called as a kid, manwiched by military recruiters?
Yes, I was.
Now, how were you? Know, what was your view back then? Because it was a long time ago.
I sort of was interested in going in the military. Mm-hmm. I was interested in...
Because you were one of those kids with nowhere to go in life and...
Yeah, pretty...
Kind of a loser.
Pretty clear.
Right.
And, you know, like, I intended to go to college, though.
Right.
So, like, I had signed up for college and the recruiters were kind of, you know, sniffing around. And, you know, I went and looked, and that kind of thing. But they never really closed me.
Pushy military recruiter stories. If you've got them, dial us up. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you take control. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming on the website, including a high bandwidth stream and the low bandwidth stream as well. It's all free. It's all there at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. So, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
The Pope, Jason.
The Pope.
What's going on with the Pope?
Well,
There's a new pope.
We've got a new one. Benny 16, Benedict the 16th.
I wonder if this is news to anybody who's listening.
New pope?
No,
what?
Not news. But what is it that you
What happened to John Paul the First?
What is it that you wanted to, I guess, share with us about this new pope?
Well, he is one tough old dude.
Really?
One tough dude. And he's got some wacky opinions.
Hmm.
This guy, before he was pope, by the way, this guy's name is Ratzinger. Josef Ratzinger.
Got it.
Of Germany. This guy was a prefect for the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith.
What's that mean?
Yeah, well, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith was founded in 1542 under the name Sacred Congregation of the Universal Inquisition.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Serves,
that name doesn't conjure up positive images.
And it serves much the same purpose. It's to out the heretics, more
really?
Or less. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Well, his interventions are
they don't kill people, do they?
No. Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Maybe on the hush-hush. His interventions are a roll call of flashpoints for the church. In 87, the 87 order stripping American theologian Charles Koran of the right to teach because he encouraged dissent, crippling Latin Americans supporting the popular liberation theology movement for the alleged Marxist leanings, coming down hard on the efforts to rewrite scriptures in gender-inclusive language.
Hmm.
Yes. He also shows no flexibility on the church's views on priestly celibacy, contraception, and the ordinations of women.
So he believes that the priests of the Catholic Church should stay celibate.
This guy is super conservative. Yes.
And what were the other two last ones? What was he called? What of women? What of contraception?
Contraception and so, ordination.
So he does not believe women should use contraception.
Well, and they shouldn't be priests.
Right.
Got
ordination
it.
Means priests. They're ordained as ministers.
So he's just a real jackass, basically.
Oh.
He's a real jerk.
Well, let me say this.
Close-minded.
In 1986, he denounced rock music as, quote, the vehicle of anti-religion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting because is there not Christian rock music? Does he have a problem with maybe there's not Catholic rock music.
I know. A guy who's involved in the Inquisition probably really doesn't take to that whole Christian rock music.
Probably not, well. But I have heard Christian death metal before.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that, except the word was Jesus. The one song was Jesus over and over again. That was it. But
deep.
Christian?
Deep and insightful.
Yeah.
I suppose. What defines Christian music? I suppose you have to say Jesus in it. In a positive manner.
Jesus, and you have some sort of religious references on your album cover? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You don't have very many people come to your concerts?
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. I could walk around claiming to be a Christian rock star, and who could like say no? No, you're not. I know all the Christian rock stars.
Your gigs are only in churches?
Yeah.
Right. 1-800-259-9800. Now, the provision here that he is against the priests being he's for celibacy for priests. That's kind of the key area
for me. It is
as far as what Manwich thinks, and I got to agree with this that is attracting the molesters to the priesthood.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that what you're saying?
They're attracting a deviant strain inside the priesthood because the fact that they're have this whole celibacy thing going on. People
does that mean they can't masturbate?
It doesn't mean that.
Really?
Celibacy doesn't mean that, but they probably have some, for whatever the reason, the church is against masturbation. They often cite that whole story about Onan, but...
Something about unduly sowing your seed,
right? Or sowing your, wasting your seed, throwing it to the ground, that kind
right.
of thing. But the story about
that's what you're supposed
Onan,
to do with seed.
Onan,
right, throw it to the ground.
The story about Onan really is about a guy who disobeyed God, and when God spoke to him.
Let's get back to the celibacy thing in a little bit. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You take control, bring up anything. George in Washington, D.C., you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Howdy, George.
I'm kind of peeled right now. My job. I'm the same guy called. I'm from the TSA. Remember?
Yeah, George. Yeah.
Yeah. Get this. I have had a planned trip to Amsterdam this August.
Ooh.
My boss found out about it. Now he wants to give me a drug test when I get back. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, and
Shoot.
It's like I'm not even breaking the law. You know.
That's a good point. You would not be breaking the law in Amsterdam if you're suggesting you're going to go over there and smoke copious amounts of marijuana.
Exactly.
Right.
Well.
I'm
surprised he's not drug testing you right now, George.
Oh no, because he knows I don't do it here, and I already passed my first drug test when I got here anyway.
Yeah, uh-huh. You don't do it here.
Exactly.
Right. Wink, wink.
Now you know what today is, George.
Happy 420, George.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Uh-huh.
It's on 420, yeah.
Now, what's wrong with your administrator? Does he have a real stick up his ass? Is he a cocaine addict or something like that?
I have no idea, but...
Because aren't most TSA agents on drugs?
I can't really speak for the others, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one or two, but, but that's it.
Like one or two, and you only
I won't
three.
Give them
okay.
names, you know?
Yeah, oh, well, we don't want any names, George. We're not interested in that.
Exactly.
So how did he find out you were going to Amsterdam?
Co-workers were talking and stuff like that, because I was also planning on going to several other places, you know, taking the Eurorail, visiting Rome, Germany, you know, driving on the Autobahn, see how fast I dare to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I had to kick it off with Amsterdam. Hopefully that way I can spend the rest of the time getting the whatever's in my system out.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point.
And, you know, even if you never leave Amsterdam, you still had a good trip, right?
Exactly.
Well, are you going to go anyway? I mean, despite his threats?
Well, I'm pretty much, what I ended up doing was canceling it for now. Then I already booked it for later on and just said that I'm going somewhere else and stuff, you know, somewhere where stuff like that's not known to take place.
Right.
Like Myrtle Beach or something, I don't know.
So wait, you're going to actually go somewhere else, or you're going to just tell your boss you're going somewhere else, and you're really going to go to Amsterdam?
I'm really going to go to Amsterdam. I mean, on, man. Everybody's got to go to that.
Have you ever been before, George?
No, that's the other part, too. I got to go. I got enough free miles to get free first class.
Interesting.
Well, do you get those as like a bonus upgrade for being a TSA agent?
Oh, no. I've been racking this up for years.
Got it.
And stuff.
Are you going to cash in? Now, are you planning on taking advantage of the red light district in Amsterdam as well?
I can give you two guesses. You're only going to need one.
Right on, George. Well, interesting. And you're going to have to give us a call either from Amsterdam or as soon as you get back and let us know what your trip was like, because I don't think anybody in this room has ever gone.
Never been.
I have not.
Yeah, don't worry. My cell phone is GSM on that, so I should be able to call you guys even from there.
Hey, right on. Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it, George. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, I'm still just mad that he seems to think that just because I'm an American, I got to follow American rules.
That's what you get for working for the government. You just got to deal with crap like that, George, all the time. You know that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
All right. Thanks for listening. 1-800-259-9231. You want to dance with the devil, you're gonna pay the price eventually. So hopefully he can stay employed and keep fleecing the taxpayers for $70,000 a year, however much those guys get paid.
I doubt that.
More Free Talk Live is on the way. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Watering plants is like gassing up your car. Both provide fuel. Water for plants to grow and gas for cars to go. But if a little bit's good, is more better? When we come back, I'll tell you. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. like Goldilocks suggested, just right is best when watering plants and refueling your car. Like flower pots, don't let gas tanks run completely dry before refueling. Because when your car runs out of gas, debris from your tank is sucked into the engine, causing performance problems and potential repairs. But don't overfill either. Excess fuel flows from your gas tank into a reservoir, but then can be drawn into the engine, causing flooding. So how much gas is just right? Two clicks of the pump when you're refueling. Remember, two clicks only. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And correction, George, the TSA screener called back in. He only makes $35,000 a year, which is only $15,000 more than the average American. George, as always, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate you putting up with our crap. Hey, don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there. And thousands of posts for you to surf around through. Hundreds of people interacting there. We're, I think, two users away from 400 right now. So
awesome.
Almost up to that 400.
Sounds like 400 to me.
Yeah. So
join us for government work.
Yeah, exactly. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The show's about your calls. You call about anything. We were talking about the Pope moments ago, and Ruth in Pennsylvania has some comments. Ruth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ruth.
I am completely in disagreement with you. I really like the choice of the Pope. I was glad.
Are you a Catholic?
No.
Why do you care?
Well, actually, I am converting. I'm in the process of converting.
You're going to be a Catholic.
I will be a Catholic. I start next May.
Now, what were you? Or what are you?
Presbyterian.
Really? Interesting. Now, have you been a Presbyterian your whole life up until this point?
My cultural heritage is from everything. Like the German branch of the family, the Zurkers, they're Lutheran. The O'Days, the Irish.
This is Ruth,
Catholic.
The genealogist, by
That's
the way.
Me. I'm a bit of everything, so it doesn't matter. I just love the Catholic service, and I like the strong stand they take. I think they're a good anchor in these days of turbulence, and I don't think having a very conservative figure like that is a very bad thing. And just to quote Churchill, I know you guys are sound awfully liberal on some things. But, you know, they say if you're not a liberal when you're 20, you have no heart. And if you're not a conservative by 40, you have no brain.
Well, I'm neither, Ruth.
I know, you're independent.
I'm libertarian.
No, libertarian.
Yeah.
But some of the things you guys say, I'm a little older, and I was at the tail end of the 60s. My older brothers and sisters, that was their thing. And I kind of tagged along, and I saw everything that was going on, and actually participated, even though it was a little precocious. I was
Ruth,
awfully
getting
young.
Back to Ratzinger real quick.
Well, it's about the liberal secular humanism. I mean, the 60s kind of 70s.
You know, only people that call themselves conservatives say those words, right?
What?
Liberal secular humanism. I mean, like,
well,
the liberal secular humanists, they don't say, yes, we're trying to take over the world with liberal secular humanism. I mean, they say that it's the religious zealot nut jobs that are trying to take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well, I don't feel like I'm a religious zealot.
How do you feel about Ratzinger's position on the priests only having to be celibate? How do you feel about that?
That they have to be?
Yeah.
Were your Presbyterian preachers not in tune with God because they were having sex with their wives?
We were just talking about that at Bible study tonight. Actually, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Wait, well, you don't think what's a bad thing?
The celibacy for the...
Can you answer Manwich's question? Manwich, re-ask it.
Well, there's
please.
Been monasteries and for hundreds and hundreds
in
of
the
years.
Catholic Church.
Not, yeah,
and the original reason for the celibacy in the Catholic Church was so the priests didn't hand down their parishes to their children. It was really an issue of land and land barons and lords and that kind of thing.
Well, I would think the rationale for it has evolved since then, though, too.
Yeah, well, it's evolved.
There's
but,
no rationale for it.
Jesus didn't say anything about, and my priests should be celibate. You know,
well, if you take a position, you're talking about people who represent ideals. You're not talking about your normal pedestrian.
What is right about the ideal of not having sex? What is possibly right about representing
that? I was going to use another example of other monks, such as the Dalai Lama or somebody who does not get married. And they sort of represent an ideal of what people should strive for, a spiritual. There's the material, there's the body, the physical, there's you know, the lust of things, the greed of things, the power lust and everything. And then there's something higher, a spiritual aspiration. We're very much in a material world. I mean, that even almost sounds like a joke to say. We are so material.
Ruth, hang on. Hold that thought.
That's all good and well. And it may represent a higher level of consciousness, but you shouldn't force that upon people. Like,
no
one's
it's a choice to become a priest.
Well,
I have here in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers, I have a study that says that apparently in the last 40 years that 4% of priests have been responsible for sexual abuse in America. And that's a church-sanctioned studies that
you
were done.
You want to know the statistics of how many professors have sexually abused their students on college campuses?
You're not sexually abusing a 20-year-old girl.
Lawyers?
That's not sexually abusing your client. Those are adults. When you're talking about touching little 12-year-old boys, it's a whole different story.
What about Boy Scout leaders?
Almost never
Boy Scout leaders.
Almost
please.
Never. They don't hit the news.
Oh, please. There's just been a whole bunch of
Well, the
of
Boy
them
Scout
the
leaders are...
That guy was did not work with children.
Oh, please.
He worked in the main office. He was
People
not with children.
People who gravitate towards fields where there are children, this is not unusual.
I agree with that, with Ruth. I agree that if you're working with children, you're more likely to have perverts.
It's a true statement, but
sure.
I say that celibacy draws people that are struggling with their sexuality.
The priesthood out is just naive. People are predators or abusers in every walk of life, and just to say these priests did it is just so...
I'm telling you that I believe that the celibacy is what's drawing people that are struggling with sexual sins.
Was pretty much distributed across every walk of life, whether it's
4% distributed? Are you crazy? There's
you know
not
what
that
the
many advertising
is
executives.
College campuses, and that is a real abuse of trust.
No,
when
it's
you walk
not.
Out of high school,
those are adults.
Yeah, Ruth,
old,
if you're in college,
I have a psych background. You know that if you really want to know the age where you develop abstract thinking, because your brain really changes throughout the years. 21 at the outside.
Well, it's legal for me to have sex with an 18-year-old girl. Should it be legal for me to have sex with a 12-year-old boy if it's the same thing?
20 knows, what is the expression?
Ruth, are you suggesting we raise the age of consent?
I'm answering a question. 40 knows 20, but 20 does not know 40. 18-year-old girls, yes, being preyed upon. About 40-year-old professors, I think, is
preyed
sick.
Upon. Those
preyed
girls
upon.
Are asking to have sex so they can get better grades,
oh,
Ruth.
You guys
come
are
on.
Scary. You know,
they want better grades. They know if they spread their legs, they're going to get an A on the test.
Pedophilia is on a continuum.
That's pedophilia? That's not pedophilia. That's
ephidiophilia. 40 years. Listen,
that's not even a pedophilia.
I've taken the abnormal psych classes in the school psychology.
Well, but you don't know the definition of pedophilia. The definition of pedophilia is messing with pre-adolescence.
I said it's on a continuum.
That's the definition.
It's on a continuum.
No, it's not. It has to do with puberty.
Wait a minute. Ruth. Wait a minute. At what point, Ruth, stop right now. Ruth, at what point, if you're 70 years old, how old minimum does your partner have to not be considered a pedophile, for you not to be considered a pedophile?
Listen, you can almost look at those things and see when there's something off there.
Can
okay?
you answer my question? Is it 30? Does that make the 70-year-old man a pedophile?
You need to be told there's not something wrong there if there's a 70-year-old man and
Hell
an 18-year-old
no, there's
girl.
Nothing wrong there.
There's nothing
if
wrong there.
If there's a 70-year-old
there?
Man having sex with a 30-year-old girl, I will
you
applaud that guy.
You said 18.
No, I said 30.
30 and 70 was
and
the
And you know
to
why
use.
Those girls do that? It's frequently money and finances. You
that's
don't see,
their
wait a minute,
own
you
choice.
Don't see
that's why most
girls
have sex with guys.
If they
like
want to sell it, it's theirs.
You boys didn't like that. It's usually not a 70-year-old poor man that has a 30-year-old girl. It's a rich man like Michael Douglas.
So?
I agree. That's what
most women sell themselves, whether it be for money or for a house or for a car.
Please.
Ruth, thanks for the call. Call us back sometime. We're out of time for you.
I sell myself every day at work, just so you know, because I don't really want to go. But I do it because I need the money.
1-800, and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not trying to come down on the ladies for doing that. By all means, if you can sell yourself,
that's an opinion, and I'm not sure I agree with it.
1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Always a good call from Ruth, though. She's very opinionated.
Great.
And your call's coming up, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control, Free Talk Live.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. You control the topic. 800-259-9231 if you want to. Otherwise, we'll bring up whatever's on our minds. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. It takes you maybe a minute or two to sign up. And from that point on, you'll receive emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show, whether it be an announcement of a new affiliate or a new Shriner, member of the Shrine of Female Listeners, of which we do have a new one. Zoe is there from Australia. She's our brand newest.
Don't we have another one sitting in the kitty, too?
We do have another validated Shriner sitting in the email box.
On the way.
I'm going to hold on to that one for this weekend. And that week, I'm just kind of stretching them out. Unless we're getting a whole bunch of them at once, I'm going to stretch them out a little bit before. That way, the newest one can kind of sit on the front page for a little while before she's replaced. So, 800-259-9231.
Zoe's is great because she's got koala bears in there.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's authentic. We've got Dave on the line in New Hampshire, and I really want to get back to just some comments on that last call about Ruth. But let's go to Dave, because this is about your calls. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Oh, no worries, guys. I had a comment about that last caller.
Oh, great.
Well, I mean, I just think, God forbid, you know, anybody should ever trust women to do what they want with their own bodies.
Correct. I don't understand how it is that I can go out and sell my labor for you know, digging a ditch during the day for 8 hours and get paid $40 or $50 to do that, and a woman wants to have you know, sex with some guy for 15 minutes and make $100 doing it. Well, I, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
What's wrong with that is what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
What is wrong with it? Who am I to say that she can't do it? I don't want to have sex with women that have sex for money because they probably are dirty and have a disease.
Maybe so. Actually, man, which, though, to be completely accurate, if you go to Las Vegas, or not Las Vegas, but Nevada, where prostitution in many places is fully legal,
yes,
you'll find that they have gynecologists come by on a weekly basis, if not more often, and certify the women who work in those places. So the odds are actually real good that you're not going to get any sort of infections from those girls.
Even still, it takes away the entire element of the hunt.
Oh, I totally understand that. But really, I mean, what I was trying to say before, and I'm not trying to slight women in any way whatsoever. I mean, they've got their thing, and they use it to their advantage, and that's fine. But is there really any difference between paying a woman $100 cash and taking a woman out to dinner and, you know, buying her flowers and all kinds of stuff to get into her pants? Really? Is there a difference?
Bottom line, no.
But one of them just takes longer.
Well, one of them
a little more
you
risky.
Show you care and you're willing to invest in the relationship.
Right.
Some guys, just because they take a woman out to dinner and buy her flowers does not mean that they care.
It is a traditional representation of that.
Fine. Dave, what else is on your mind?
Well, I did want to let you know a little bit. You guys already know about it, but your listeners may not. This is the time to start thinking about it. Porcupine Fest coming up in New Hampshire, July 23rd and the 31st.
Oh, is it a petting zoo? So what is the porcupine? You got to explain what a Porcupine Fest is, Dave, because people don't know.
The time when liberty lovers from around the world that converge on New Hampshire. Rochester, New Hampshire, I believe,
mm-hmm.
to spend a week together, get to know the state, and decide whether they want to move here. We have a lot of activities that go on during that week, including, I think, Ron Paul is going to be here, the most liberty-friendly congressman.
Wow,
cool. Excellent.
And Mike Badnarik will be here, of course.
Great. Excellent.
And we have just a lot of fun activities, like we're kicking it off with a big laser tag fest, outdoor laser tag.
Nice.
Laser tag for liberty.
Yeah,
and we will. I'm sure we'll burn some UN flags. That's not on the schedule, but
we just, cool.
You know,
libertarians
like
up
to get together and do that.
That's exciting. Yeah. It is exciting, Dave. And Free Talk Live is well aware of it. We are. We need to get serious, guys, about figuring out how the hell we're going to get up there. The trick is like getting there.
I believe I have the vehicle handled.
Do you? Okay, we're working it out. So not only will Michael Badnarik and Ron Paul be there, but Free Talk Live might actually be there.
World famous
live.
Radio hosts from Free Talk Live will be there.
Who?
Broadcasting live.
All right, Dave.
I think attendance was around 300 last year. We're hoping for more this year. But
last time I checked, there were about 200 people signed up already.
Oh, good. And I haven't even signed up.
That's great. Now, what? When's it running? It's the last week of July. Is that correct?
Yeah, July 23rd to the 31st. And so, if you want to know more, just head to, you know, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Great plug, Dave.
Good. Now we don't have to do the commercial this hour.
Anything else on your mind?
Oh, not much. It's been a quiet couple of days. Our little civil disobedience plan for May 9th is now on where we're going to.
That's right. You and another gentleman are going to be washing hair without a license.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I think actually what's going to be is cutting hair without a license.
Okay.
And,
well, whatever.
I haven't really decided whether I'm going to do it yet, but he says he's going to cut hair until they make him stop.
Hmm. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. We actually have some news from New Hampshire.
What if they don't show up?
Dave, actually got some news from New Hampshire. While you're on the line, I'd like to get your comment on it. The city of Keene has decided to reinstate house inspections, where some city bureaucrat comes to your house and apparently starts walking around the outside taking measurements, and then he'll knock on your door and ask to come inside and look through every single room in your house to assess the value of your house. And it seems like a really invasive, outrageous sort of thing.
Oh, it never stopped. I wasn't aware that it had ever stopped. I actually, I haven't met the mayor, but I talked to him on the phone about it on the air on our local radio show in Keene. And questioned him about that and asked him if he would stop doing that. Because I thought that had always been done in Keene.
Does it go on throughout the state?
Yeah, it's a big issue around the state. The local municipalities do it, but what the deal is, they rely so heavily on the property tax that they say, well, we've got to come in the
house. It is no excuse to violate the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States just so they can assess a damn property tax. And I really hope that you guys pick up this ball and start running with it. Dave, thanks for the call as always.
Hey, guys.
All right, 800-259-9231, because I know I'm not letting some bureaucrat into my house, especially, this guy doesn't even carry hardly anything for identification. It's just some dude that rolls up at your house and has to come inside. Free Talk Live, coming back with more.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of our archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And go ahead and take advantage of it because it's absolutely free. There's no charge. There's no membership fee. No monthly charge on your credit card. All you have to do is just go to freetalklife.com. There they are. And you can even sign up for our podcast, and then we'll send you the archives. That means you don't even have to go to the website to get them. They'll come straight to your computer. It really doesn't get much simpler than that. And, of course, you can vote for the show right there next to the archive section, a little link that says Vote for FTL. You just click that. It takes you less than a minute to vote, and it will make a difference for us. We really appreciate that. So, Any more comments on Ruth's call from a couple breaks ago about the prostitution thing, the child sex thing? She suggested that it's a sliding scale, basically. That wasn't her term, but I forget what her term was.
I forget what her term
was. But she suggested that...
It's all relative in the ages.
Yeah, she suggested that you're still a pedophile. She suggested that you're a pedophile.
It's the same type of thing, yeah.
And she used the word pedophile,
yeah.
Which, as you pointed out, means someone who's interested in someone who's pre-puberty.
Right.
Kids. She said...
By definition.
She said... Yeah, by dictionary.com definition or whatever. She said that if you're 70 years old and you're interested in an 18-year-old girl, then you're a pedophile. And I'm sorry, but that's not true.
Since it's a sliding scale, basically she said that it was a 40-year-old and a 20. A 40-year-old can see 20, but a 20-year-old can't see 40 was her terminology.
Right.
So she was basically, and I'm not, like, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it seemed to me like what she was proposing was that 40-year-olds that have relationships with 20-year-olds are, in fact, pedophiles.
Oh, they're taking advantage. I think she meant that they were taking advantage.
Okay, well, like, I just want to be, you know, clear on what her point was.
Right.
And so, I mean, does that mean that a 70-year-old that has a relationship with a 30-year-old is then taking advantage of the 30-year-old?
That was my question.
And she made it clear that that was probably a relationship over money, and I concur.
Right. Sure, but it's their decision.
Yes,
right.
Their relationship.
And I believe that you're always trading money or looks in the relationship anyway.
She cited professors taking advantage of those poor students. We're talking about 20, 21, 22-year-old girls and boys here.
And we're talking about college students who tend to be a little more loose with their sexuality, I think, than other people.
And mercenary.
And I know there's one college campus where there's like baskets of condoms in the dorm rooms. I mean, it's encouraged.
Well, they're just condoning sin.
Well, it's basically safety is encouraged for certain. And these girls are. It's well known that the girls at this school are a little. Easy.
Loose.
Yeah. And so it would not be a surprise to me if any of them approached their professors for a little trade deal. And as you said, money changes hands for sex, whether it be directly or indirectly. People do things because it's in their best interest, because they perceive that they're doing something they want to do.
I think that, what I'm trying to say on that is I think every relationship can, to some extent or another, you can see whether they're trading, for money or status in the relationship, or you're trading for looks in the relationship.
And I think it's just silly to suggest that, she suggested that the Pope is a good image for kids because he... says not to have sex. Like, celibacy is a good thing for people, is basically what she was saying.
Well,
and I think it's absolutely denying human nature to suggest that people not have sex.
He's a bad image for kids because he was in the Nazi youth.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
I'm going to defend that statement when we get back.
Hour number two is coming up. He was in the Hitler youth. We'll find out more about that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of